If you've ever said, if I don't do it, it won't get done right, then this episode is for you. That little phrase is costing you time, money, and sanity. And during the holidays, the cost skyrockets. Today, I'm going to show you why that belief is keeping you stuck, the hidden toll that it's taking on you and your business, and what needs to shift so you can stop being the bottleneck in your business before year end. Let's dive in. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm so glad you've joined me this week. For those who don't know me, I'm Donna Dubay, host of the CEO Amplified podcast, and this is where we break down how to run a sustainable business without the burnout, without the firefighting, and being able to actually enjoy your life outside of your business. All right, I got a little story here to start our episode off, so I want you to just imagine for a minute. If you can, close your eyes, because I really think it helps to paint the picture, but for goodness sake, if you're driving or doing something where you need to keep your eyes open, go ahead. It's December. Your inbox is overflowing with client requests. Everyone wants things, and they want them all tied up before the new year. And the holiday concert is on your calendar for tonight. Meanwhile, your family is in the living room, enjoying hot chocolate while the tree lights twinkle. And you? You're not there. You're stuck on your laptop. It's like 9 p.m., and you're rewriting a caption that your VA already drafted. Because in your head, you're thinking, if I don't do it, it won't get done right. Does this sound familiar? That one little thought is the reason so many business owners end the year feeling drained and resentful instead of present and peaceful. And by the way, if you missed last week's episode on streamlining your business before the holidays, I want you to go back and listen. Episode 121. That one was about clearing the clutter. And in this episode, I'm going to build on that, because once you've made space, the next step is learning how to delegate so you're not the bottleneck. All right. So this myth that if I don't do it, it won't get done right. Friends, I'm going to bust this myth today. Every time you say, if I don't do it, it won't get done right, you're paying a price. And that price is in three different currencies. Hear me out. The first currency is time. One of my clients realized she was spending 12 hours a week redoing work she'd already delegated. That's three full workdays every month gone. Imagine what you could do with that time instead. Serve a new client, launch a new offer, or who would have thought, maybe just enjoy your holidays without guilt. Currency number two, money. If your time is worth $100, $150, $200 an hour as CEO, but you're spending it on those $10 tasks, that's profit leaking straight out of your business. It's like paying yourself in pennies when your business actually needs you to focus on $1,000 decisions. And the third currency is sanity. When you say, if I don't do it, it won't be done right, you're costing yourself your sanity. Let's be honest, micromanaging everything drains your energy. It leaves you cranky with your team, and it leaves you distracted with your family. I like to think of it like this. It's like decorating for the entire holidays, your tree, your lights, whatever decorations you put in your house, and doing it all yourself. Because no one else is going to place the ornaments, quote, just right. By the time it's all done, you're frazzled, you're exhausted, and the joy that was supposed to come with that, well, that's gone, out the window. When everyone else in your family was there and actually ready to help, but you wouldn't let them. That's what's happening in your business when you say, oh, I'll just fix it. I'll just do that because if I don't do it, it won't be done right. So I want you to ask yourself, how much is this belief costing you this week? Not just in hours, but in peace of mind and in those moments that you can't get back. Perfection is keeping you poor. Let me say that again. Perfection is keeping you poor. One of my consulting clients used to obsess over every onboarding email. She edited every word because she thought, if I don't fix this, it won't sound like me. As I was working with her, we built her a simple tone guide, and she was then able to let go. Not only did the emails go out consistently, but her VA actually streamlined the process, cutting onboarding time down by like 2 whole days compared to what she was doing. Her way wasn't right, my friends. It was actually slower. This reminds me of, you know, cooking for a big meal, whether it's the holidays, you have people over or a special occasion, whatever it is, and there's a lot of cooking. We're going to have a feast. It's much easier if we divide up that work among people who are willing and able to help than if we hover over every pot, stir every sauce, and make ourselves miserable, right? If we can hand someone the mashed potatoes and trust that they'll get done and put to the table and dinner gets served, that's great. And one way let us enjoy it. We are not the only ones who have to do it. And there's something about delegating that you may not have realized yet. By clinging to every task, it doesn't just cost you. It slows down everyone else on your team as well. Because when you take back the task and, quote, just fix it, your team feels like you don't trust them. Your clients get stuck waiting because work piles up on your desk for review. And your family, well, they see you as distracted, present in body, but certainly not in mind. It's like standing in an open doorway. You're not fully in and you're not fully out. And nobody else can go through that door until you step aside. You're blocking the entrance to get things moving, and you're not in or out. So while you're holding on because you think you're protecting quality, what you're really doing is blocking momentum everywhere. Okay, so now I hope I busted that myth for you. Now what? What do we do instead? I'm going to go through some delegation tips that go deeper than, quote, just delegate. These are strategies that I bring to every roadmap session and with my one-on-one clients or when I step into their business as a fractional director of ops. Number one, we have to start delegating the right tasks. Don't hand off your biggest, most high-stakes project right at the beginning. Start with a repetitive, lower risk task. Things like scheduling posts, sending invoices, formatting slides. Get a small win that starts to build trust in both directions. Number two is to give context, not just orders. So instead of saying, quote, schedule this post, actually take the time to explain the why. Something like, our audience engages most on Tuesday mornings, so that's why we post then. When your team understand the reasoning, they can make better decisions without having to run back to you. Number three is to create an if-then playbook, and this is one of my favorites. You're going to write down a few rules and a few guidelines that help your team know what the boundaries are. So things like, if a client cancels, then offer these three time slots. Or, if the webinar link fails, then switch to Zoom. So suddenly your team isn't stuck waiting on your approval for every little hiccup that comes along the way. And we all know when we're running businesses, hiccups happen, right? And the fourth tip here is to set a feedback window. So when you hire someone, when you're working with someone and they're starting a new process, set a window in which you're going to review their work. I'll check the first three, and then after that, you're good to go. That gives you confidence without turning you into a permanent bottleneck, right? Where you're permanently checking and you can't get out of it. These and many more aren't hacks that you're going to find with a quick Google search. These are the kind of strategic shifts I walk through with clients so that delegation actually sticks. And I'm talking about this at this time of the year because year end matters. I think about December, the month of December, it's like a pressure cooker, right? You've got more deadlines, more family obligations, more everything. And if you're still clutching every task, the December is going to chew you up and spit you out. And when January comes, instead of entering the new year feeling refreshed and clear, you're going to drag and have burnout right beside you. Decision fatigue doesn't just make you tired. It lowers your ability to choose well. And that's why by mid-December, you're saying yes to projects that you shouldn't and possibly ignoring the ones that you would actually grow your business. So, what can CEOs who delegate gain? What's the good part of doing all this work? Because let's face it, delegation has some work that you have to do up front. So I want to flip the script a little bit. What happens when you finally let go of the belief, yet you're the only one who can do it right? Well, I'll tell you what I see happens with my clients every single time. Their team steps up. When you stop redoing their work, they stop holding back. They start taking ownership. They start anticipating problems and solving them before you even know they exist. Your clients get a better experience. Projects move faster because they're not bottlenecked waiting for your approval. Response times improve. Delivery feels smoother. And trust me, your clients notice. And the best part, you get your time back. Imagine closing your laptop at 4 p.m. in December and actually making it to your kid's concert, knowing that the invoices were sent, the posts were scheduled, and the client updates went out without you lifting a finger. Your energy starts to shift. Instead of ending every day drained, you feel clear and focused, because your brain isn't bogged down with those maintenance tasks. You've got bandwidth for growth, for vision, and for strategy. I think of it like this, if you can like imagine with me for a minute. You go to the grocery store, you got a full car load of groceries, and you're carrying them in. You can load yourself down with every bag, arms aching, bread squished, sweating by the time you get everything in the house. Or you can hand a few bags to your family and have them help out. Suddenly, the load feels light and dinner starts on a much better note. This transformation does not need to take a year. It starts with one decision to let go. One if-then rule. One task that you decide you're going to stop touching. This is the work I do every day with CEOs, whether in a one-on-one consulting relationship or when I step in as fractional director of ops. The shift is always the same. The business leader moves from being the operator, chasing every loose end, to being the visionary again. And delegation is always the turning point. So here's the bottom line. If I don't do it, it won't get done right, isn't protecting your business. It's actually strangling it. And heading into the holiday season, it's the fastest way to guarantee burnout. If you're listening and you're nodding along thinking, yep, that's me. She's talking about me. I am the bottleneck in my business. Then here's your invitation. In my Focus and Freedom Roadmap sessions, we'll uncover exactly where you're stuck in operator mode. Put a dollar figure on what it's costing you and create a clear delegation plan that works for you and your team. Most business owners walk away feeling lighter, clearer, and finally ready to step into the CEO mode. And if you need some more support beyond that, whether it's one-on-one consulting with me or stepping in as your fractional director of ops, we can explore that too. But the first step, the one that creates immediate relief, is the roadmap session. Because your business shouldn't grind to a halt just because you're at the holiday concert or finally sitting by the tree with a cup of hot chocolate. Alrighty, my friends, I hope this episode was helpful. I would love to hear your thoughts, and if you had any mindset shifts or any ahas, please let me know. Take care, and I'll see you all next week. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.